breaks in. Stephen and Nick call in. Time to start again.
Welcome everyone to the very first episode of The Blueprint. I'm Yannick, and joining me is my co-host Steve, who has been my friend for the last 15 years. We are so excited to have you here as we kick off our journey of exploration, growth, and real talk.
Hey everyone, at The Blueprint, our mission is to lay down the foundational steps for success in various areas of your lives. Whether it's personal development, professional growth, relationship, or finding our purpose, we are here to break down the strategies and share insight you need to build your own.
Each week, we'll be diving into meaningful conversation, tackling the topics that matters most, and offering practical suggestions you can apply right away. We want this to be your go-to space for inspiration, actionable tips, and help you navigate your journey. So whether you're here to learn, grow, or just get a little boost, you're here in the right place.
We've got a lot in store for you, and we're excited to get started. So let's dive into today's topic, staying ready so you don't have to get ready. Yannick, what exactly does staying ready so you don't have to get ready means to you?
I think it's important to embrace the idea that preparation is a continuous process. You can't just get ready one time, but not stay ready. So staying ready is like being at the starting line before the race starts. Instead of waiting for on your mark, get set, you're always prepared. So when you hear go, you're already moving. No scrambling, just action. So staying ready allows you to hit the ground running without hesitation or delays because you're always prepared for the opportunity when it arrives. So Steve, what are some of the ways that you can lay out the foundation of staying ready?
Laying out the foundation of staying ready so you don't have to get ready means that you are preparing and planning. You are making sure that you have the right mindset and your mental health is intact. Physical readiness is also a very important part because you have to take care of your body, and networking is a foundation of staying ready. And of course, one of the big things is the financial readiness, making sure that you get your money right.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with all of that. It's extremely important that we're following some of these tips, and we're going to dive into it as we go. But one area of staying ready is preparing and planning. And when I think about preparing and planning, I think about, do you have a resume? Are you updating that resume? Do you have a portfolio? Are you adding stuff to that portfolio? Do you know what you're working towards? And you have a goal in mind. And if you do have a goal in mind, are you researching what is expected of you in that career? So let's say you want to become a doctor. Are you researching what courses you need to take, how long it's going to take, so that you can properly plan? So that's what I think about when I think about getting ready, is putting in the necessary work from now so that when you get to the point of applying for this job, that you already knew what you needed to begin with. What do you think about how can somebody get prepared or prepare for an opportunity?
Yes, Yannick, I agree with you that the foundation of staying ready is that you have to get ready first, and you have to put all of those things in place that you need. So goal setting is major for me. If you're able to set your goals, then obviously you should know where you want to go and where you're heading. And from your set of goals, then you know that you need to get your skills right. So getting the education and skills that you need, whether if you're a plumber, if you need to get a certificate, or you want to be a lawyer, you know, you need to pass the bar. I remember some years ago, I saw a job that I liked and I wasn't ready for the job. And what I did was to print it off, all the skill sets that I need, and paste it up over my desk so that I can use it as a guide for all the training that I need to get So when this job comes along the next time, I'm ready for it. So goal setting is important. You have to have your resume, if it's a resume you want. You have to have your business plan, if it's that you want. You know, those are the key things that you need to put in place to get ready.
I think, too, it's important to have a vision board. So I did my first vision board last year, and it basically outlined all the different areas of life that I know I need to get better at. And so one of the areas was updating the skills that I have. So this year I set out to do my Scrum Master. I did my Scrum Product Master. I also did my ITIL certification, because when I was looking at jobs last year, I realized that these are areas that I needed to get better at, and also certifications that I need to present when I go into interviews. And so I took the necessary step to study and get those certifications. So I'm saying to you, the listener, that this is something that you want to make sure that you're doing. Go online, go on Indeed, search for the job that you want. Look at all that they're expecting, especially in the requirement section. So you want to make sure that you look at the requirement section. What are they requiring, and what would also make you give you an edge? So they also have the section that says not required, but would be great. And so you want to take a look at that section so that you can have that competitive advantage over the other candidates.
Because we are just focused on individuals who are looking for jobs, I just want us to go a little bit on professionals. So one of the things that I've recognized is, for example, you want to start a business. You don't know all the goals, all the areas that you need to get the business started. For example, you want to register LLC. You haven't done that yet. You have not written your business plan. You wanted to have partners. You have not spoken to anyone. You have not shared anything. And so I'd say, if you have a business that you want to do, go ahead, write a business plan, get help with doing so. Talk to the people you want to go into business with and have that formation going. And of course, registering the LLC is pretty simple. And so I'd encourage anyone who wants to do your business, go ahead and get that LLC going. I would say it would have been one of the foundation in getting your business started, because the moment you register, now you know all the things that you need to do, and you'll be more agile in getting that.
If you do not know how to get started with your LLC, I can provide guidance. Reach out to me on my website, yennypwalters.com. That's something that I assist with. So don't be scared that I don't know how to get started. Just reach out and I'll provide some guidance to you.
Listen, yes, I didn't even remember that you are a lady of many, many, many skills. Thanks for that. Mental health has become a huge thing in today's society. Right, and a lot of us doubt ourselves, and we are not ready, and we're afraid of success. We are afraid of, if we get the role as manager, what are we going to do? We're afraid of getting the promotion. We're afraid of everything that comes our way. And I'm saying to you, staying ready means that you have to be mentally prepared for what is to come. And so you have to now say to yourself, all this time I've been preparing myself for this job, this role, this opportunity. Now that it is coming my way, am I ready to take that on mentally? You have to look deep into yourself and know what you need to do to get that level of confidence to take on whatever opportunity comes your way.
I agree. I definitely think that having the right mindset and practicing mindfulness, trying to stay present and alert to opportunities, especially in this challenging market, we are seeing where AI is taking over. So a lot of jobs that we once had is now being reduced. So just understanding, reading the news, understanding where the economy is going with your career, especially if you're just starting out. It's one thing to have a love for something, but it's also important to be practical as it relates to the direction that the world is going. So for IT guys like Steve and I, we are tech people. And so we realize that tech is always going to be in demand. And conditioning your mind and being mentally prepared, having a positive mindset, can help you navigate unexpected situations. So if an unexpected situation comes up, you're not all of a sudden just flat out like giving up and not trying to get back into the game or not trying to do anything else. It all starts in the mind. So keep building that growth mindset and being open to learning and adapting to new skills, because times are changing.
Believing in yourself is very important. You need to know your strengths and you need to know your weaknesses. And some coaches, some philosophy specialists, some psychologists would say to you that you can do all things. And mm-hmm. I would say to you, that's not true and it's not practical.
Right.
Know your weaknesses. Know that something is out of your range. And if something is out of your range, you have two options. You can accept that it is out of your range, or you can work on making it become something that is in your range. But don't get it twisted. If you try achieving something a million times and you're getting the same results and you're not doing anything to improve it, it is going to mess with your mental health. You're going to be started to thinking that you're not good enough. Why is this happening to me? I would say to you, it's not that you're not good enough or why is this happening to me? It means that you need to put in the work. And if it is not for you, it's just not for you.
That's true.
I can never see myself becoming a ballerina. There's not amount of classes that I'll be able to do that is going to make me into a ballerina.
Right.
You know, I just don't see myself as that. And so I would never apply for a job as a ballerina. And so I'm saying to you, be practical and know yourself. That's one of the number one thing I can say to you. Be practical, know yourself, and grow yourself.
And there are a lot of tools out there that you can be practical in. And so there is a Myers-Briggs personality type that allows you to understand a little bit about yourself, understand your personality type and the reason why you do things the way that you do things, understand some of the jobs that usually fit people of your personality type. There's also the DISC assessment, which focuses on behavioral techniques and the reason why you behave in the way that you behave as well. And if you're interested in taking your DISC assessment, I'm also a certified coach in DISC assessment. So if you want to navigate that realm and learn more about yourself so you can be more self-aware, reach out to me. But there are so many different tools. You have the StrengthFinder where you learn about your top 10 strengths and the areas that you will do well in. So there are several tools that you can do to learn you and be mentally prepared. And as we go into the topic of physical and emotional preparedness, those things actually help you to do that. Physical preparedness, if you're not in the best health, guess what? You're not going to function the way that you're supposed to function. And so I believe that it's very important that you get the exercise that you need, that you're eating well, and that you're getting adequate sleep. When I start gaining weight, I get sluggish. I don't want to get up. I want to sleep later. I start going to work late because I don't feel good. And so it's important that you are doing the same. Steve and I, before we jumped on this call, we were like, we need to get this recorded because we need to go to the gym. And it has become a part of our lifestyle because it makes no sense focusing on our goals and getting a certification and our mind and our body is not even in a ready state. And so getting that skills and being ready to go into these interviews and be strong enough to have the conversation is also important. Anything you want to add to that, Steve?
Yeah, I would say to you that we need to fuel our minds. And how we fuel our mind is by fueling ourselves. Our car needs fuel. Our body needs energy. It needs protein. It needs food. But not only that, it needs food. It also needs to be able to work it up. And so I'm not going to say to you that if you're not exercising, you're doing something wrong. I'm going to say to you, being physically ready means that you're ready to go whenever that time comes. For me and Yannick, we work out, we go to the gym, and it also means that we're doing proper time management, because now we're going to have to make time for it. And a lot of people may say to you, oh, we don't have the time for the gym because I have to be doing this, sir, this, that, this, that. I'd say to you, it makes no sense you get ready.
Right.
And when the time comes, you can't go, right? Physically ready means that you need to be able to go. You need to be able to get up. You need to be able to get up on time. That's getting out of bed. You need to, if you need a car, you need to be able to get that car so it can take you where you need to go. So that's a part of being physically ready. And you need to know that you're planning your time around so you can put in the things that you need for you to be physically ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Another big part of staying ready, Yannick, is networking. I went to a think tank a couple months ago, and one of the things that all the recruiters said on stage was that you need to know somebody. Game changer for you getting into a company is you know somebody. I grew up hearing this a lot, saying, oh, you have to know somebody to get into the company and it is not fair. And now people are saying it out front. It's a reality. You come in, you have the business plan that is on par with someone else. You have the resume that is on par with somebody else. You have everything that is on par with somebody else. What is going to be
What's the time?
And that is going to be your networking. You can refer to somebody that you know into the organization. You have a friend in the organization. You know a director. You know somebody. So go out there, network, get on LinkedIn, know people, contact recruiters, send them a message, try to follow them, try to stay in tune with what they're doing, because this is a huge part of you getting that chance that you've been waiting for.
And that's good that you brought that up, because for me, and I'm going to be transparent here, I didn't understand the reason behind building relationship. For me, I'm like, I'm getting my certification, I'm doing my degrees, I'm getting educated so I can do the job. Why do I need to know someone else? And so as I continued to grow and work in corporate, I started to understand, oh, there is such thing as result and relationship. And so are you getting the result or are you building relationship? And is relationship down here and result down here, or relationship up here and result down there? So it's important to make sure that you're having a balance. So don't just go to work and work, which is a common theme that I'm not here to build friends. I'm just here to work and collect my paycheck and go home. That's the wrong mindset. And we spoke about mindset earlier and mental health. That's the wrong mindset. If that's the approach that you're going to take, you will find that you have all of this education and you're applying for work and you're going to think that it's unfair because John Brown smiles with Teresa, John Brown gets the job, but you didn't. And you may think, but John Brown doesn't have as much certification as I do. And that is because John Brown is prioritizing relationship and results at the same time. So invest the time in building and maintaining relationship, even when you don't need the immediate support. It's not about the now. Remember, we're preparing for tomorrow. We're not preparing for today. So build a relationship. Set up those one-on-one lunch and learn, or reach out to companies that you have interest in and be like, hey, I know there's no open position right now, but I would love to offer my time to come in and for a week to learn what you guys do. That will give you a foot through the door. Try, even if you're in a company already and you're trying to apply for a higher position, set up those lunch meetings with those directors and those leaders in those departments. Build those relationships. It's extremely, and I can tell you, I've learned, it's extremely important. Anything else you want to add to that, Steve?
No, I think we'll cover networking really well, because we can't get any deeper on that. Networking is huge. But one of the things that One of the things we need to look into is financial readiness. It feels like when some people hear you talk about financial readiness in staying ready, what do you mean? Like, there's nothing to do. You don't have any money. Financial readiness comes from the perspective of making sure that you're basically not living above your means. You're saving.
Mm-hmm.
You're saving what you can. You're being focused on what you're earning, and you're aligning your finance with your goals and aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when I left high school, I was working as a youth development officer, and I was trying to get myself ready for my next big corporate job. And so I keep going to school. And I remember one of my coworkers said to me, "Dude, you don't love your money." And I'm like, "What you mean?" And he says to me, "Every opportunity that came up for you to earn extra money, you say that you're going to school. Every new school year, you're doing something else at school.
Yeah.
Enjoy some of your money." And I look at him like he was an idiot. And I'm going to tell him the truth. I look at him like he was an idiot because he's telling me to enjoy my money. He took his money and buy a taxi, right, to put on the road. And he, in his mind, that is enjoying his money. And in fact, he could have been enjoying his money. But for me, I wasn't thinking about the now. I'm thinking about later. I'm thinking about what I want to achieve. How do I see myself in the future? And so I usually do that on a regular basis. Just make sure that I keep myself ready financially to take on that next thing.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, because we hear of emergency fund. And as you said, the listeners may be wondering, we're talking about financial readiness, but we're trying to find a job. No, we're also speaking to those who already have a job, to those who already have a business, and those who need to make sure that they are practicing budgeting and being mindful of their spending habits. Because you don't want to get the job and start earning, and all you're doing is living month to month. You're spending everything that comes in. You have to save. You also have to ensure that in the event that something goes wrong with your business, something goes wrong with your job, you have emergency fund. The suggestion is usually 6 months, to have at least 6 months worth of salary that will allow you some sort of leverage to find another job in the meantime. So it's important that you're budgeting and you're keeping track. I use the app Rocket Money. And Rocket Money tells me how much I've spent, how much I've spent over my budget. Because if you're not doing that, if you're not keeping track, you're just spending, spending, spending. I also use the app, and a lot of people may not want to do this, but I also use apps that take money from my bank account to ensure that I save. So it takes money, it puts it in an investment, and that allows me to be mindful that I'm still saving, even though I'm not physically doing it myself on a monthly basis. But find what works for you. The important thing and the message here is to make sure that you are saving, you are budgeting, and you are also taking into consideration when applying for a job, the life that you want to live. When you're preparing, when you're getting your certs, take that thing into consideration, that if I want to live this luxurious life where I am flying first class and I can travel every month or every year, how much money do I need to be able to do that? And that's part of being ready. If you are working $30,000 and your lifestyle is $50,000 and you're still spending $50,000, that means that you're living above your means, and that means there is a credit card out there that is not being carefully handled. So take all of those things into consideration as you venture into the new you. As you take these tips, think about how you are incorporating your finances. You also have to set time aside for these things. So make sure that you're planning. There are multiple apps out there that you can use. Most of us also have smartphones. So utilize a calendar on your smartphone to set your goals and keep track of your goals and the progresses that you're making. Utilize learning platform. There are so many of them out there. I personally like Udemy and YouTube and CBT Nuggets. And so those are the ones that I use. There are multiple other apps out there that you can also use to get the ongoing education and skills that you need. But there are also courses that you can take. So even though those are the free things, and I personally love to go to the free things as my first go-to, if you actually need a certification to hand to somebody, you do need to Google, look up what that looks like, what certification you need to take, and take them. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be setbacks. There are going to be obstacles. But Michael Jordan failed. He failed in high school. He wasn't selected, but he kept going. He kept learning. He kept putting in the necessary work. Walt Disney was told no, but he didn't allow that to stop him either. He kept going. Somebody messaged me and said, that sounds like me in college. I kept failing, but I didn't allow that to stop me. So don't allow a failed subject. I failed my Excelsior Community College. I failed 3 subjects. And I decided I wasn't going back because I failed, and I wasn't going to tell my dad that I failed. But here I am, 2 degrees later, a bachelor's in IT and a master's in business, because I decided I wasn't just going to become a quitter. I wasn't going to give up. So I'm imploring you, utilize these apps, stay connected, go on LinkedIn, build relationships, and get the necessary skills that you need, and learn time management, because that's also important. Before we end, I want to talk a little bit about actionable steps that we can take. I think I touched some, but I'm going to put it to Steve to tell us any other that he would like to suggest.
Yeah, actionable steps that you can take is, first and foremost, as we mentioned before, you need to get ready. So you need to know what it is that you need to get ready. And I don't mean just know it in your mind. You need to write it down. You need to record it somewhere. One of the things that I've learned is that when you record something, you could type it, you could record it using a voice note, or you could take a pen to paper and write it down. It becomes more cemented in your space. So writing down your plans is very important. Outlining what you want to do. If you want to have a business plan, write that business plan, getting the resume done, right? Updating the resume as you go along, updating the business plan. Remember, we're not stagnant. Things and times change. So your goals that you set 5 years ago may change today. If you have achieved them already, then you need new goals, right? Write those down. Update. Update yourself, update your skills. Because the most important thing you're trying to do is stay ready. One of the things that we didn't touch on a lot, even though we touch on it to some degree, is soft skills. Mm-hmm. You know those soft skills that is going to separate you from someone else, and work on them, because they're called soft skills because quite a bit, some of us don't really have them. We don't have the patience, the personality to deal with certain things. Develop them, work on them. You know, that's my 2 cents in actionable items.
Okay, nice. And I will add is the fear of failure. A lot of us are stuck because we are fearing that we're going to fail. We're fearing the unknown. We're fearing starting over. Work on your mind, because that's all in your head. We are not saying fear is not going to exist, and we're not saying to be fearless. We're saying to go for it nonetheless, even if there's fear. You're still going to push through. I am still going to walk through that door if the lizard is over the door, because that's something that I am afraid of, but I still do it. And so I am imploring you to face your fear. Take on these, listen to this podcast and take on these steps that we've suggested. Get your resume, update your resume, research the job that you want, get the necessary skills that you need, and constantly staying up to date, because some of these certification expires after a certain period. Retake the certification, apply for the job, and network.
We have spent the last 20 minutes going over getting ready and staying ready. And I hope you all have learned something, take something from this. Remember, we're here to discuss the topics. We're here to share ideas with you.
So thank you so much for listening to The Blueprint. This is Yannick. And remember, my website is yannickpwalters.com. I do DISC assessment. I do coaching. And I also am available for training in your organization or speaking engagement.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Yannick Walters here to guide in your journey side by side. Together dreams we won't hide. Find your strength, it's time to rise. Every step you take is bold, inspiration pure as gold. Unlock stories yet untold, brave new chapters to unfold. Now's the time to lift your voice, in our journey we'll rejoice, making strides with every choice.